Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please get your zip code to locate an account?
62960.
Thank you. May I have your name?
John Artis.
Thank you. Could you confirm your address, please?
609 West 11th Street, Metropolis, Illinois.
Thank you. And I have located the account where you did a sweepstakes offer for the Makita drill. Part of your terms and conditions was that you will be enrolled into additional offers. You were enrolled into Bites Hub, and that is a meal planning app that you can download for your mobile device. With Bites Hub, it helps you to use real food to boost your energy and also cut sugar and carb cravings. And it
okay,
is a monthly membership.
I did not authorize this.
Okay, well, along with the terms and conditions for you paying the shipping for the drill, you did accept the offer to join the Bites Hub app. If you want to stay, I can reduce the monthly membership down to $20 each month for you.
No.
Okay. Well, I will go ahead and get the account canceled. This will prevent any future charges for you. And if you'd like, I can provide you with a cancellation number to write down.
The whole thing is I did not authorize this. Money was taken from my card and overdrafted my account without my authorization.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Artis, with the sweepstakes offer, there were the terms and conditions in agreement. That's how your account was charged for the Bites Hub app.
I didn't do no sweepstakes.
You didn't pay the shipping cost for a drill?
No.
Okay. Well, this was done on the 14th.
My card is missing. That's, I even told my bank, and they told me to get a hold of you guys to get it canceled. Because I did not authorize this.
Okay.
And when I called my
card, they
said it was still.
I've got it canceled for you, and I can provide you with that cancellation number.
Okay, but what about the charge that was put to my card?
Okay, being that you said that it was fraudulent and your bank is already handling that for you, there's nothing that I can do to assist you with a refund without speaking with your bank on the line.
Okay.
Okay, so once they do give us a call back, we'll be glad to handle the account for you. In the meantime, I can give you that cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Hold on. Okay.
Okay, it'll be 920. 573-242.
Okay. That was 920-573-242.
Correct.
Correct. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service.
All right. Thank you.